give him a look or signal him,
right.
You know, and make some sort of horrible gesture to indicate what, you know, something he might not want to talk about. And I did it, and then Rob did it.
Generally, I'm a very open book.
Exactly.
There are some things that I keep private. I keep my health generally private.
Your philanthropy?
And
you're tap dancing.
You're goddamn right about that, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And you're goddamn right about that, Rob.
Absolutely.
And there are some things, in order to keep my marriage intact,
mm-hmm.
that I've also got to keep off the radio.
Yeah.
And one of them is... And see, this is the problem.
It's almost like you can't stop yourself.
With having a buddy like Rob, mm-hmm. because... And Rob, you know what?
But...
I don't rat you out.
I don't rat you out. You do not.
Rob
and I commiserate.
I think Rob has the probably the most free passes about his personal life than anybody on the show.
Yeah.
Rob and I will commiserate.
Makes you nervous me even bringing that up, doesn't it?
Don't want to deal with that.
We'll commiserate about stuff our wives do.
Right.
That drives us nuts.
Right.
And... He knows that that whole Stones thing on Tuesday night, for me,
right.
was an S-storm at home.
Right.
I mean, it was an argument with my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
A real honest-to-goodness argument. We haven't had one for a long time. And I told him in confidence, and all I do is mention that we're going to be here next Wednesday for the Stones. And I look over, and he's giving me the look like...
No.
Like
sore subject, Sally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry you about
were.
That.
Yes, you were.
It's hard to hide. My face is an open book.
It is. Okay. It is.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. And now I feel that. And then see, the problem is, I feel the obligation to you, the home listener.
Yes. Yes.
I feel
to share.
Right.
That I don't want you not.
Well,
to know.
You've shared it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you not to know what's going on.
Right.
What Mike was alluding to was that. I was somewhat involved with this woman many years ago. The woman, Erica Farber.
Uh-huh. I didn't allude to anything. I said nothing.
When you went,
that was for you.
It was a gesture.
Okay. Well,
that had nothing to do with it. That's the whole reason I did it, because it wasn't going to be shared if you didn't want me to share it.
Well, it was so long ago, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
1976.
But don't think that you bringing that up is going to give you the higher ground. Our rules stay the same when I want them to stay the same. Thank you very much.
And
18 years you've honored that. I hope you don't break that rule.
No, and the deal with the Stones is real simple. That my wife wanted tickets, and I just said no.
Hmm.
I said no. She said, why? And I said, because we're giving them away.
Right.
She got mad.
And that was it. So now it's, do you feel like you've purged yourself now?
Yeah, and that is, that I've given you the long and the short of it. There
right.
you go. That's all I have to say on both topics.
Very good.
Okay.
And no one has found your phone yet.
You're trying desperately to dig yourself out now, Rob.
And I will tell you my secret that I didn't want you to tell, and since we're all coming clean right now,
is that
I'm having a liver transplant.
Oh. Wow.
I thought...
No. No.
Okay. Okay. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. I told you. That is between us.
Yeah, well, it was.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
No big deal. It's just, yeah, it is a big deal, actually.
I was going to say, yeah, if it's no big deal.
I'll write down why it's a big deal. Just in general.
Okay.
I know I'm overstating it, but I'm going to write down why it's a big deal right now. Just, always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, amen.
Probably wouldn't matter, but whatever.
Gotcha.
That's a lot.
Lisa just spotted a second person down there.
All right.
Oh, okay.
That means two plates of mozzarella sticks.
That is pathetic. I think we have Robert the Angry Mailman on the line, and he has a bulletin. We have Bud, would you like to give us an intro that this is Don and Mike Show breaking news?
And now a Don and Mike Show exclusive, a bulletin, a news bulletin from Robert the Angry Mailman. Take it away, Robert.
Rob, did we bring that news sounder with us?
Drum roll, please. No. I got good news and bad news.
All right, hold on. All right.
Wait a minute. We're going to give you a... Do you want a drum roll for the good news or the bad news?
I need a timpani.
I can do it.
Here we go. Let me get you a timpani here, Robert. It says on the screen, urgent. An urgent message to our listeners from Robert, the Angry Mailman. Robert.
Bad news first. I got a cryptic message yesterday that my Tampa hoe is pregnant.
the second woman you've impregnated?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, Robert. Have you ever thought about wearing a condom?
God,
the good
damn.
The good news is, I think, is that she says she's punching out. She's not going to have it.
Jesus.
That is good news. God.
Robert. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's laughing in the background, Robert?
Fellow mailmen to the show every day.
Some of the mailmen, yeah.
Say, woman number three is
letter carriers.
Yeah.
Robert, when will you learn? When will you learn? When will you learn?
I'm going to hang the shotgun up for a while, baby. It's too potent.
Well, Robert, but I mean, you know, there are ways to deal with that.
Well, a couple of them I did use sheepskin. I did, honest.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of them.
All right, so... Listen, does baby's mama,
right,
the woman you love,
right,
does she know that the whore in Tampa is pregnant?
You know before she knows, because I just found out last night.
She's not going to like that, Robert.
Well,
Robbie,
hey.
You shouldn't tell us stuff on the radio before you tell her.
Why? What's the point?
Robert,
it's gonna be bad either way, right?
Well, you got some... You got some pretty strong swimmers, Robert.
Oh, man, do I.
Congratulations on that super sperm of yours.
Oh, man. Tied up and put in the garbage disposal. Come out and call it Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Because I can lay them, man.
What?
I'm working on a couple other ones, too, man.
So you think you might have more out there?
I'm going to start using the belly and the hair like I was doing before.
Johnny Appleseed, how many more women do you think you could have knocked up?
Seafood section might have.
So possible.
I did pull out in time like you taught me. I did pull out in time.
So like
who taught you?
You know,
I don't believe that explosive.
I don't remember that conversation.
You didn't give it to me, but you gave it to America, and I've been listening, you know, and I try to back out, you know.
I believe I told
you
to use the Catholic
method. Sometimes they put
their
legs around my back, and I can't.
The Catholic method of birth control.
Well, I'm an atheist, so that doesn't
do what we did in Vietnam, pull out.
Right.
You know.
Right. That's why I've been working.
He's going to kill those lasagna sales, Robert.
Why?
Nah,
why,
just
why
kidding.
Why your cells gonna be down?
No, I don't know. It's just you wear protection, Robert.
Well, you know, I'm like, it feels good, man. I don't want that shield in between me and my ladies.
It feels good.
But if you don't, letters won't be the only thing you carry.
All right, but Robert, listen, I am pro-life. I am really. Except in cases of rape, I am anti-abortion.
I'm pro-choice. So
my opinion means anything to you. If you knocked up a second woman, that means you're now daddy to two different kids.
Well, that would sound right.
I didn't know you were a right to lifer.
No, I'm pro-choice.
I didn't know that.
I am, really. I think if you go in there like this and you're riding bareback.
Hey, you don't ride bareback.
And, you know, you're asking for it.
And besides all the other stuff that can happen, Robert.
Why are you throwing stones, man?
Throwing stones?
Well, now you just...
John never used the rubber.
Hey, Robert, I never used a rubber, and I got...
And you were messing with phone hoses back in the day.
He's actually going through the history
you,
right now.
Throw a rock at me.
All right.
Okay.
Are you talking about back when I was 17 and I picked girls up on the telephone?
17, 47, 37.
Right, okay.
What's the difference?
When I did that, I'll tell you something. I never left any evidence inside the vault.
What, yeah. Get a vacuum cleaner or something?
In my great history of all those, me neither.
It's really
ever. Only for you two.
Ever. Until it was time to have kids of my own.
True. And Robert,
that's the truth, Robert. Generally. It's called self-control.
I'm a very selfish man, Robert, but the consequences are too immense for, you know, Jesus Christ, for 8 seconds of pleasure, you then have...
Longer than that now.
18 years.
Yeah, I guess it works out to exactly that. Did you get that on the book or something?
Yeah, I know you did that stop murder.
I'm sad to say I've timed myself.
Because yeah, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like about right. Yeah, it sounds about...
Think about it. If you're working your man and all of a sudden it's, okay, release.
Mm-hmm.
Now. So you go...
Right. Oh, we don't need the visual aid. Please. God.
God, what's wrong with you? That's 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, baby mama came over Sunday, and we rocked for about an hour and a half, and I got raw. I got scrapes on my stuff right now.
Wow.
Well, you can see the pink meat.
Well, now you have...
Oh, God.
You have no problem having sex.
I've been putting in baby powder every day, because I was wondering, you know, it just started hurting for some reason. I'm like, what the hell?
Hey, that might not be a friction.
Yeah.
No, that
yeah,
was
that
friction.
Might be something else. Hey, well, how friction. Do you know with your track record?
Hey, I had her on her stomach, and I was watching the Denver game, and we rocked for about 45 minutes till I got tired, man. It just started hurting. I'm like, look, you know.
Robert.
We used to DW40 or something.
Robert, listen, my advice.
You know, I've always talked about you, the fact that you like to share your relations on the air. This guy is blowing you out of the water.
Yeah. Well, I never talk about, like, he likes it
10 times more.
More graphic than I am.
Oh, yes. I mean, he would like 20 minutes. Yeah, I know Robert, and if Robert would like to have 20 minutes, if it was legal, to sit here and talk about his sex life in explicit detail for a half an hour. Nothing would make you happier. Isn't that right, Robert?
That's true, but it would get over the air because I would clean it up.
He just wants to keep going.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of...
That's true. Right.
Meanwhile, you have 2 children now out there.
I told you, this is what happened. She called me Monday and said, we need to talk. And I was at my other job. And, you know, she was like, well, I think you don't want to talk now. And then she left me an email yesterday saying, well, you haven't called me back, so I'll abort the issue now. So it's a cryptic message saying that she's pregnant because we didn't use protection. And I've been trying to call her all night. She won't answer my phone. You know, she's being dramatic. So she pisses me off. So I told her, I said, look, if it's what you implying it is, you know, you need to call me. If not, you know, do what you got to do. I don't want to hear that ass no more, you know. So, I mean, she's implying that she's pregnant. And like I said, I waxed it well. You know, several times.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's a sensitive guy.
He is.
Yeah.
She went psycho on me. I told her the truth. I said, I'm a player. I'm out there. I'm doing my thing. There's
at
not going to be a relationship.
We got a break.
At any time with that woman, did you rock for 45 minutes?
Actually, yes. Yeah. For about an hour. A couple of hours one time. Matter of fact, that's when I told you that she owed. She stopped counting how many times she owed at 4.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
All right, Robert.
Boy, what are the other letter carriers going to
do? I'll give you guys an update sometime next week.
Pull yourself together. All right, the breaking news bulletin from Robert the Angry Mailman.
Keep this posted.
He has 2 women pregnant now.
All right, thanks for calling, Bull Durham.
Thank you, bro.
Bye, Robert. Bye-bye.
The lasagna king.
Mano, chef.
He loves talking about his conquests.
Yeah.
Where did that come from, too? Robert used to just be the angry mailman that came in here.
Well, he has so many aspects.
It's a good thing he doesn't work for UPS.
What would you say if he worked for UPS?
What can Brown do for you? We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Whoa! You like that, old man?
You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing!
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Oh,
bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
If you could listen to them, would you? Don Geronimo and Michael Mara. Ooh.
Send you down to the street, boy.
All right. Very good. I just need the phone number for the studio.
Get your big head down there.
Sending Rob outside our studios here in Philadelphia, WYSP, as we get ready for the party extraordinaire.
Oh, I forgot to play this.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sure, Dan and Philly, you can call 215-263-ROCK. Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, hang up. Hello, Don and Mike. How about, I'm doing it wrong. Rob, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Rob.
Radio gods.
Hi. Hey,
Don.
Yeah.
I want to open up a subject you started last week about you and Frida.
Sure.
Well, it was about...
Kind of ominous the way you said it, though, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was about lubrication, and in Japan, about going at it all
yeah,
night.
Yeah, goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Wait until I write my book.
Yes.
Or come to one of my lectures.
You're going to be on the lecture circuit in a couple of years. You're actually putting it all together. And you're going to have a complete with a slide presentation, right?
Just wait.
Mm-hmm.
I got one hell of a book in me. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how do I get the stands ticket?
I mean, next Wednesday we're going to have a special a super secret contest.
Ah.
Can't tell you yet.
So the answer as to how you get the Stones tickets is to keep listening.
All right.
Clever, huh?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And it's not just a bluff.
No.
We really do have a plan.
Absolutely.
Of how we're giving away the tickets.
We're going to be giving a few away, right?
Three pairs.
There you go.
And maybe more.
Ooh.
Maybe more. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
And tonight we're giving away food.
Is this thing turned on? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Listen, I was at work today and a friend of mine called me on my cell phone. That guy you've been talking about standing out there since like 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
He's my friend. He's from Douglasville, Pennsylvania.
Well, he's a loyal fan of the Don and Mike Show and we appreciate him.
Yeah, he lived in Rochester and he just moved down here like 3 years ago. And he's been dying to do this for years. And he just like broke away from work and did this.
Well, God bless him. He's the only guy that's kept us going all day today.
Well, he won't go hungry tonight.
Hey, why don't you tell him Bernie said hi and he called in?
Hey, Bernie!
Gary, right?
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, you got the guy's name, Bob?
Yeah, I did. I believe his name is Gary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My friend, Bernie.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
What are you down there? Start the Doobie Club?
Yes. Yes, I am. Buzz is already making his party arrangements outside the studio.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, can I tell you about Nick Nolte? He got arrested for drugs again.
Now, Buzz.
You hurt my feelings, sir.
Buzz gets angry if you're going to scoop him on the news.
Have this call Trace. We've got a darn fine newscast coming up with Buzz sharing the news of the day with our listening audience.
But you need to look at his mugshot. I got it up on the website, eastcoastbob.com.
All right, thank you.
There's no reason for that. Come on, I got arrested. For God's sake, they stopped me for drugs again. I'm taking prescription medication.
Mike, let's go live outside WYSP at 5th and Market. At Philadelphia, here is Robe.
I'm counting seven guys.
Seven. It's 10 minutes until 6 o'clock.
Oh, my
seven guys.
God, what is going on?
Seven guys.
Say hi, guys.
How about that? Sounds like more.
Christ. Yeah, we got to start cloning people to get a crowd out there now.
Do you want to speak to guy number one?
Yeah.
The guy that's been here all day?
Yeah, put guy number one on the phone.
Hold on. Guy number one, what's your name, sir?
I'm Gary.
Gary here. Prepare to go on the air.
There you go.
There he is.
Hey, Gary.
I am prepared to go on the air.
You are on the air, Gary.
How are you guys today?
Gary, my God, you have been our rock today. You've been out there all freaking day.
Yes.
I have endured the heat, the beautiful women. It's been hell down here.
You having a good time, Gary?
I'm enjoying myself with much anticipation, looking forward to this evening's festivities.
It could be very intimate.
That'll be great. I mean, one's a party, and seven is a shindig.
Only want 94.
Yeah, the buses went away and the booze went away. And
it's early, though.
When you take the buses and the booze away, it's kind of frustrating.
But, Mike, it's still us.
It's still us, Don. Yes, I know.
And free foods.
National treasures don't necessarily... Nothing mean as much as free booze.
You mean nothing free food doesn't count?
I don't. Well, you know what?
To me.
I'm very optimistic at this point as the crowd is multiplying exponentially.
Well, you know what? Hold on. Let's stop and look at this from a positive point of view.
Okay.
Let's turn that frown upside down.
Very good.
And say in the last hour that the crowd has increased by roughly 700%.
That's correct. 700% increase, and we are delightful, and nobody can play statistics like you can. Fantastic. We're very, very... And look at Lisa's just thrilled, just looking out the window.
They can
and
see us.
Yeah, they can. They can, as we continuously look out the window.
Dolls.
Really?
Seven people. Yes,
Let
sir.
Me say this. It's all about quality, not so much the quantity out here today.
There you go.
All right, my friend.
And also, thank you very much for your careless smoking earlier. The security guard has shooed me away from the building 15 times.
And what's your impression of Robe Spiewak?
I could chop wood on his head.
Yeah, all right. Where do you live?
No, he seems like a very nice man, and I'm very excited to meet all of you as well. And I'm very hungry.
Yeah, well, good. We got plenty of money to feed you. Where are you from?
Good, sir.
Where do you live now?
I'm sorry, sir?
Where do you live?
I live right out between the crop circles and the conjoined twins.
The wilds of Pennsylvania. Wow.
All right, yes, my friend. Sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I think he's talking about Lori and Dory.
I think so.
Remember we had them on the show?
Do I?
They're still going strong, right?
Sure. They are considering being cut apart.
Really?
Separated, you mean? Yeah.
Let's put it in the basic act apart.
Chopped apart. We had a
You're going to do it for him, aren't you? As a matter of fact, yeah, you're right, doing the surgery?
Right after I took that oogie thing off my interrupt.
Oh, no. Dear.
I'm just going to use the same instrument.
All it is for you is a trip down to the Home Depot.
Hack Lori and Dory in half.
This is going to hurt. This is going to make... You're going to feel a little discomfort here.
And they're these conjoined twins that we had on the show.
Right.
And it had been our dream... And Mike and I have had few dreams on the show. One dream was to have an in-studio monkey.
Yeah, a chimp.
Another dream was to have Siamese twins.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally had Siamese twins on the show.
Siamese twins. I believe they prefer to be called conjoined.
Well, hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the South, but it ain't going to happen.
And it was the letdown of letdowns.
Yeah. It was very...
I didn't think so.
You know, we always have to really be careful. One of the things you don't want to do is be sad. And it was kind of sad and kind of a drag. And remember when she sang?
Oh.
One of them.
She wanted to be called Reba.
Yeah, she had a Reba thing. She was singing a Reba McIntyre song.
Reba McIntyre songs.
I think really you owe it to him. You ought to chop him apart. If that's what they want, sure.
When they came in, it was obvious.
Aren't they joined at the head?
Yeah, and it's obvious once we started talking to them that the head, the brain, where it normally would be two brains.
Right.
There was only one.
No, I think they both have their own brains, don't they?
Yeah, like, don't you remember when they came in?
Well,
they were like quirky-ish?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
there was
thought,
a little quirky there.
My thought was that...
I think, you know, you couldn't avoid being messed up without, you know... We're not doctors. We're not qualified to make these judgments. But I think wasn't one of the twins was a little sharper than the other one. I think
no,
so.
As I recall...
The singer was not as sharp as the Lori, I believe, was the more type A of the conjoined twins. Mm-hmm. And Dory, while she sang... was not as verbal.
As I recall, it was a hard parade.
No, not that severe. No, one of them had more verbal skills and was more. But then at the same time, the other Dory, who wanted to be called Reba, sang that.
Where's
Reba.
Rabe?
He's down on the street, I guess. Yes, he will.
Rob?
Thanks for your faith.
I remember both of them, and I don't want to be cruel to them.
I remember them.
I remember they both like...
No, absolutely not.
They didn't come in like, it is splendid to be on the Don and Mike show.
Lori was actually talking.
Hey, Rob.
Talking to
now, me. Listen, be honest.
Yeah.
Lori and Dory.
Yes.
Lori and Dory.
The Siamese twins.
You were here when we had them, right? Lori and Reba?
Oh, yeah. They live in Reading, Pennsylvania, and they've just changed their number.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried to call them. I forget why.
One of them was a little slower than the other one.
Reba.
Reba was the
Dory.
Reba was the slower one,
but the other,
she was smaller too.
But,
right.
But the other one,
he does.
I wake up screaming.
Right.
The other one who was not as slow,
Lori.
She won Speed Racer.
No, she was fine.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Well,
no.
But I would say, of the two, Lori was the sharper knife of the drawer.
All right, but how sharp would that have been?
You know, I will agree with you to a point.
Sharp enough to cut meat?
What kind of meat?
Yeah, exactly.
And how thin?
She was not.
Slice of hand.
Yeah, maybe.
Lori was very verbal, and she did most of the interview, but
exactly.
Super sharp. It also wasn't that word that you used before. The word that I don't know how you spell it. It goes meh.
Yeah, it was. I would say closer to acceptable than meh.
Yeah.
And
Dynamite. All right. Now, do you believe now that he's confirmed it?
I remember they were both kind of.
Well, I wouldn't give that. Here are things that I wouldn't give them: witty,
right?
Talkative,
mm-hmm.
And very open. I think that they were a little closed.
The Reba twin was not talkative at all.
No, she liked to communicate through music.
The Lord.
It was a dream we had had.
To have Siamese twins
conjoined
on the show.
Twins.
And it went
conjoined.
It went horribly.
We spent a town car for them.
Because we thought that we would get.
They both sat in the back seat.
You know Ned Flanders kids on The Simpsons?
Right, right.
What are their names
Rod
like?
Rod and Todd.
Rod and Todd.
Right.
That's what we thought we'd get. Yeah. We thought we'd get like happy go lucky.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mary, and hi, I'm Lucy, and look, we're joined at the head.
Yeah, and it was a very different experience when they came in here.
Two things I remember is not a horrible, but a decided lack of hygiene, and that Reba came with a stool that she sat on.
Yeah.
On her own.
Yeah, because Reba kind of just sat next to.
It was like an office, like a task chair.
It was a long time ago that we had them on.
It was.
You know what? How about this? I know we saved that.
The Chappelle sisters.
How about somebody back at the station does some research tonight?
Right.
Pull that segment out.
Okay.
We never rerun segments. I don't want to rerun the whole segment.
Right. I would say, I think the date on that might have been summer of 96. Because it was before I got married.
Go back.
All right.
And at least pull audio of the Siamese twins.
Those are the only two dreams that we've had, was the chimpanzee, a dream that we have never realized.
And we always wanted to dress him up in like a little businessman suit.
And we didn't, this is not a chimp that we wanted for a visit, this was a chimp that would stay in our studio every single day. Like, we'd be in the middle of the show, you'd be saying something, I'd be saying something, and it'd be, where's Scatter? You know, I don't want to give up on that dream, no.
And you know what, never mind about Lori and Dory, because I'll forget about it by tomorrow. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, it was a long time ago, and it was just not the segment that we anticipated.
Oh,
for some reason, we thought it would be happy-go-lucky, and,
yeah.
And it wasn't. It was kind of a drag. It was sad, yeah.
And that's why I remember them as...
Because you were just so sad.
Yes. It was sad, everybody.
And then they left.
What about it?
And we wanted, you know, they came in, and we were kind of like looking forward to it, and then we realized, not a good thing. We sent them on their way rather quickly.
Yeah, we couldn't, like... They weren't Siamese twins you could make fun of or have fun with.
Exactly.
You know, we couldn't ask them all the questions we wanted to ask.
Well, you
them
did
like,
a good job, and I did a good job. We asked them some pretty heavy-duty questions.
Like going to the bathroom.
No, you
like,
did.
And they
sex, I believe.
We asked them about, didn't we ask them about sex?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the answers, as I recall, were like, you know, I don't like sex.
Well, the one is what you remember. Lori was not. Well, you're a stubborn man. One of them answered all the questions we have. Yeah. And you're blocking. You're blocking this.
The other one was not like, I dream of genie speak. Like, yes, master, I enjoy having sex with a wide variety of men. And the other one was like, they were both closer to... They were.
No, they were not. Anything of the... You're wrong.
I don't think so. I think one of them was very quiet, and one of them was...
One of them was actually fairly evocative, at least in terms of answering the questions.
Hold on. The one thing I remember is that they wanted to move to England, so the other one could drive.
That was Mr. Spiewak's comment. That's not true.
That was simply a joke.
Who are you calling?
Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill?
Also conjoined.
Separated, though. So. Yes. Chopped apart.
He got all the best of it.
Chopped apart.
You have reached a non-working 7-digit number or a 10-digit number.
Now, if you call him Broyhill, if you want to talk about somebody that's he's the less talkative one. He needs his own stool.
And he communicates through his
He throws his own stool.
Ask him just to go through the tapes, find that, and isolate them speaking.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
What do you think that, Miss Fancy Pants, huh? Come in, you do it exactly the same way I did it.
It's broken now.
It's broken.
Ah.
If it doesn't work for you, it's broken. Honey, I'm getting the beep, beep, beep.
Hey, everybody.
Yep.
Roughly 1 hour till party time.
Just send Broyhill an instant message.
Sure.
And ask him to go through the best of tapes.
Right.
And see if we have the tape of Lori and Dory. And just
I know
isolate.
How you get with these things. Now, right now, we can get a tape where they both sound like George Plimpton, and you'll still say, yay. I feel, Dom, that basically, yes, having sex is a rather challenging subject.
I will concede.
And that was Charlie's conjoined twin.
George Plimpton. I will concede the point.
Despite the age difference.
If they sound normal. But they didn't. One of them sounded
weird.
Well,
no, I don't.
I remember it was
I'm not arguing the point that they sounded totally normal, but I'm arguing the point that they were able to, you know, you could understand them, and they were speaking, and they were answering questions and communicating. Mm-hmm. That's the point I'm making here.
Oh, forget it. Just send him an instant message. You know, you can also you can understand Dennis Murphy sometimes.
That's all you can see. You can doctor tape.
Don, okay, listen.
Hello?
Never mind. We're way off topic.
Yeah,
here.
Hello?
We're way off topic. Let me set up what we're going to do next.
All right.
This is something we've not done on the show before. We're not giving away any prizes. I don't know how many of you guys watch Oprah. I know that the guy that I hate on that show is that prick, Dr. Phil, who's got his own TV show now. For my money...
What did you want from me?
The guy looks like...
How are you?
Hank Kingsley.
How are you, Dom?
He does.
And I find him to be very depressing with the advice that he gives to people.
Well, I don't understand why. I don't understand why you have a problem like that. What is your deal?
So the question is...
You're saying
now,
you don't... Hold on a second. You're saying I don't give good advice?
No, you don't.
You're saying that the advice that I pass along to people is not necessarily good for them?
Right.
I could not disagree with you more passionately. I have to tell you right now that those Siamese twins were afflicted.
Listen, if you have a question for Dr. Phil...
Thank you, Rob.
All right, Dr. Phil, get out of here for a second.
Hey, y'all take care. See ya.
You have a question for Dr. Phil. Call 877-365-3636. I think you will find on our show...
He knew the twins.
The real Dr. Phil. Charlie, can you hear me? Charles Broyhill? He was in the studio. Joe, what did he say?
He just said, hello, hello. Joe, who is your conjoined twin?
Joe, do you think that Charlie's going to... Do you think that...
Travis.
Do you think Charlie's going to be able to find the tape?
I don't know. Oh. There's your answer.
Dope.
Well,
dope. Big dummy.
I can get him on the extension. You want me to just call his office?
Yeah.
Joe's conjoined twin was a cantaloupe.
Lisa's standing here giving the finger to the instant message.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we've lost the other child, Mrs.
Stand by.
It's a shame.
If you want to talk to Dr. Phil, call. He's got advice for your problem.
Only if you have problems that you're having trouble with. That's right. And they don't have to be marital. Any problems you're having, Dr. Phil can help. Good.
This is Dr. Okay. Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlie. Is it possible, I know it's not our bag, baby, to replay bits, and I don't want to replay an entire bit, but is it possible you could go into the bit vault and find that day we had those Siamese twins on the show, and we could play just a bit of it.
Siamese twins.
To hear how their voices sounded.
Sure. From the back of the rack.
I think it's spring, summer 96. I think that's about the time of it.
Okay.
Unless it's one of those tapes that I had to hide in my garage.
Hey.
We don't keep
tapes. This is Honesty Thursday.
We don't keep tapes.
We don't keep tapes.
That's right, we don't keep tapes.
Welcome to Honesty Thursday.
All right.
Jesus
what about,
Christ.
What are you thinking?
Goodbye.
All right, bye, Charlie.
Tapes I had to hide in my garage. I didn't even know that. God. God dang it.
Hey, we really have to
break.
Yeah.
All right, you can talk to Dr. Phil when we come.
You know, now that I think of it, though, they both sounded like this.
Yay! We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. He wasn't afraid of experimenting.
Yes, I was.
I like men like that.
Well, why do you want to do what you did, honey?
He gave me pleasure.
Dumb whore.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
You did.
You bet your ass I did.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey.
God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey.
Let's go to Adam. Adam, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and
Adam.
Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Adam.
I just want to let you guys know that I outran two local cops down here in South Jersey to speed up towards you guys to meet you at 7 o'clock down there on Market Street.
We're going to have a good time tonight.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, you better hurry. Tim's head is about to explode.
His head is about to explode?
I'm the program director.
If any of the cops are listening, South Harrison Township and Piles Grove Township Police, they had to run to catch me, but I outran them there, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, I guess if we hear the lights and see the sirens, or if we hear the sirens and see the lights. I'm sorry, I just had a program director in here. I'm very nervous.
See you when you get here. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
Hello?
Yeah?
Speak to us.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That was a girl who wanted to come. But her boyfriend was not allowing her to.
Well, it's going to be a perfectly fine evening. We have women, we have men. We are going to have a good time.
Now,
send your girlfriends.
Now,
send them to us. Send us your women.
Where's my Dr. Phil music? What do I do with that?
He has music?
Yeah.
Send us your women.
Yeah. Rob, you wouldn't have it as a
please send us your women.
I got the music. I don't have a door. I don't have a door.
I found the door, Jack.
Where's the door, man?
Open the door, Jack.
You know that tonight we're marching on Philadelphia. Tonight is the South Street Shuffle. Be one of the first 94 people out front of the station. We can't buy you booze. We can't take you in a bus.
We can feed you, though.
But we can walk down to South Street with you to go to John's for one hell of a good time tonight.
Right.
Come on by. We'd love to meet you now. And what is the current total of people outside?
93, I believe.
Don't lie.
Need one more.
Robbie?
Yeah. 8, baby! That means everyone gets $125 worth of mozzarella and sticks.
8.
I counted 8 guys and 1 woman, in fact. There you go. Yeah.
Well, that would make 9 total bucks.
Yes, it would.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
How many I counted a minute ago.
It's very, very... Well, you know, you take away, as I said to Tim a moment ago, take away buses and booze, and this is what happens.
Dr. Phil is here, and generally I think this guy is...
How are you?
Just a load.
There he is. Well, good to be with you. It's great to be with you. It's great to see you and you and you and you. How are you, Don?
And I find you not. Well, I'm fine, but I find, frankly, I've seen you on Oprah.
Thank you.
I know you have your own TV talk show now.
Well, I do. I dole out advice to people that have problems, and I'm here to help
with their problems. Like, you know, all of you who have these difficulties, they can benefit by my advice because I am a certified therapist.
All right, let's go to Darren. Right now, Darren is on the line.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Only serious questions,
please. How you doing?
Good, Dr. Phil.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
How are you? How's it going today?
Listen, I have a question. It might be an answer to one of your guys, Don and Mike's dreams there. What's going to happen if I have sex with a conjoined monkey?
Now, that's not... I don't appreciate you calling in with, you know, with basically a problem. This is a segment where I'm trying to help people, and here you are making light of it. I think you have some serious issues. And if you'd like to discuss them, we could talk about them. But if you don't want to discuss them, then we're not going to be able to talk about it, and I'm not going to talk to you. Do you understand me?
All right, let's go to Darren.
Let's talk to Darren.
A serious question for Dr. Phil.
And please, never foul livestock.
speaking of the Siamese twins,
Lori and Dory, I've counseled them.
We do have the tape.
That's good.
And we're going to hear them momentarily on the show.
Very, very exciting. That's good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Dennis, hi.
Don. Dr. Yep. Phil.
Yeah, hi, Dennis. How are you?
Oh.
How are you doing today? How can I help you?
Doing just fine. Well, actually, you can't help me. I got a couple of friends that I need your help with it a little bit.
Okie doke.
I got three quick questions for you.
Are you close to these friends?
Well, I'm pretty close.
So you want to help them, is that
correct? Yeah, I'd like to help
them. All right, go ahead. All right, go ahead, Dennis.
I got three quick questions. I'm going to rifle off, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
No, don't.
That's not what I want you to do.
Okay.
What I want you to do is tell me your problem or your friend's single problem, okay?
Well, I got a friend that lost a phone, and he can't seem to find it.
All right, thanks so much. We've
another
got the amateur
call.
Goddamn comedians calling.
Real problem. Another joke going. Now, listen,
I'd like to have somebody who might have some sort of mental problem call me now.
Dr. Phil, I'm going to ask you to step out for a second.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
Now, if Mike and I could please explain how the bit should go.
Don't give away everything.
Watch this, okay?
A demonstration.
Up and hand it to me.
No.
Listen, dumbass audience. This is how the bit goes.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tim, what can I do for you?
Tim Sabian.
Yeah.
I'm in Philadelphia.
What's your problem, Tim?
My problem is I'm very stressed out. I'm very high strung. I find myself working all hours of the day and night, and I have no time. I feel that I've lost track of time, Dr. Phil.
Let me tell you something. Tim, is it?
Yes, Tim Sabian.
Tim, what line of work are you in?
I'm in the radio business.
And you're saying you don't have time, and you're stressed out, and you feel overwhelmed?
Yes, Dr. Phil.
Tim, I'm going to ask you something. Are you at home right now?
I'm at work right now, Dr. Phil.
Okay. Do you have anything at work that is sharp?
I'm
a letter opener, perhaps a pen with a very sharp point on it.
I have one right here, a big pen.
Okay, what I want you to do is take that big pen, all right?
Yes.
I want you to put it up to the soft spot of your temple and press as hard as you can. If you are able to put enough force on that, Tim, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Dr. Phil.
All right. What I need you to do, Tim, is press on that pen as hard as you can. And if it's a strong pen, it's going to help you. It's going to make it work. You're going to be able to drive that pen actually into the soft part of your skull, and you're going to be able to take your own life. Are you doing it now?
Dr. Phil.
Yes. Yes, Tim.
Is your advice to me...
To kill yourself.
I should commit suicide?
There we go. Thank you very much. That's exactly what it is. So press that pen as hard as you can now. It's better with a letter opener. And, well, listen, hang up the phone now and go try it. And please, Tim?
Yes?
Do me a favor. Have a family member call me when you finish. Thank you so much. You take care. Bye.
There you go. That's how
very
it works.
Nice job.
So that's how it works.
Thank you. Yeah, that's about it.
That's pretty much the concept.
Absolutely. Yeah, any problems I can help people with, that's what I'm here for.
And I hate to have to play it out like that for you guys.
I understand, but
try it with Tammy now.
I sure liked your choice of names.
Tammy. Hello, Tammy.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy. You're on with Dr. Phil. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've got a question for you.
Go ahead. That's what I'm here for.
My fiance is a Marine stationed in Florida,
And I'm going to go see him at the end of the month. The only problem is that I know the secret sound, and I could really use that $1,000.
This is another... excuse me, I have something in my throat. Okay. Excuse me, I had some bunt cake before I came to work
Thank
today.
Thank you. I've had the wind taken out of my sails with that one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I truly do.
Does anybody want to play this? Does anybody want to do the bit? Let me... Okay, now, Mike, come out of carriage right now. Join me.
I want to do it at a later time. This sucks. I'm pissed.
Let me explain.
I'm mad.
You guys,
as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
You guys are going to like this. It's going to be funny.
Yes?
It's ruined now.
You call in...
It's completely ruined.
...with real problems, and every time Dr. Phil's answer is, kill yourself, and Mike will come up with ingenious, funny ways for you to kill yourself. You see, the joke, my fellow listeners, is that Dr. Phil normally gives advice. The Dr. Phil on the Don and Mike show tells everyone, in some way or another, to kill themselves. Want to try one more?
Nope.
Come on.
No. No, F it. It's no fun. The fun is gone. It's dead. It's killed. It's destroyed.
But it was so funny when we were doing it off the air.
It was. It was great. Let's bring it back when it's, you know.
It's like giving a punchline before you tell a joke. It doesn't work.
It's no fun. Fun is gone. Let's play Lori and Dory. We'll go to it someday.
Right.
And you know, the next time Dr. Phil comes by, maybe people will know what's going on. The next time he comes by,
they'll be ready.
Do it tomorrow.
Great.
Yeah.
You gotta leave early tomorrow.
Yeah.
Boy, what cut do I go to? How do I run this thing, Rob?
I personally would love to hear her sing. Isn't that down at the bottom?
Well, no, we ought to have the dialogue, though. We ought to have the dialogue.
Answer the big question.
Right. All right, hold on. Here we go. CD number...
Maybe we could close with
two. Let's say hi to our... First of this show, this is our conjoined twins, Lori and Dory, are here.
The swinging and singing Chappelle sisters.
Let's give them a round of applause.
Hey, girls.
Hi, ladies.
How
are you?
Let's get you gals situated here.
Let's get the microphone.
Hear them talk. Robbie, do we have microphones?
Hear them talk now.
How are you? Good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are Lori.
Yes.
And is that Lori in the nice blue dress?
Okay.
Which is which? Who's wearing the vest?
That's Lori, and this is Dory here.
I'm Lori in the blue dress.
Hold on, I got to... Rob, I'm not getting anything on remote 3.
Hello?
No, check. I'm not getting anything on that microphone.
How about check 1, 2?
Yep, hold on. Got it. Try it again.
Check, testing. There we are.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
All right, now you try your microphone out, Lori.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Lori.
There we go.
Well, there she is. There's Lori. And Dory?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, I did not know that.
All right. Only one of them sounded that way.
You did. That's all you needed?
All I needed.
That's all you needed?
That's all I needed.
So we'll fast forward.
Right.
To Lori's, or Dory's singing.
Just for the record, is the Dr. Phil bit dead? Will it ever be resurrected?
No, it'll come back.
Oh, good.
Sure.
I didn't want it to die today. You're
I
the
understand.
One that put the kibosh on it today.
It was, I mean, there was just... Don't want to kill it. I want to bring it back when it's a surprise again somewhere down the road.
I think it's a good bit.
Yeah. Very good.
Trust me, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You're cracking me up with it before the show today.
Thank you. I
Buzz.
Truly appreciate that.
Let's go to Buzz.
All right, then.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Barabosa.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead story on the made-up news today?
Well... Dr. Phil says, I did not have sex with that patient.
Well, whoop-dee-doo.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to find her singing before we go to break. Fast-forwarding the CD right now.
Yes.
This will be good. And 13... All right, here we go. There should be them singing. One of them. Joke. Okay, here's the... What button is this on, Charlie? Reel 1?
Reel 2.
Reel 2?
All right.
Let's see. Just get this started. Now, you don't want the music to be...
The Siamese twins singing. Only one. Okay. Dory. Here's Reba.
Reba. Can you hear that good?
Vintage goodness. This is what year, Robbie?
Now.
96.
96.
Here we go.
It's Dory.
We ordered up one more bottle of wine. You told me your story and I thought about mine. You said when you lost her, you lost everything. It all started high then a familiar ring.
13 people outside now, if that matters.
What? Mine?
There we go.
All right.
We're clapping along. We were...
So I asked you to take me someplace quiet. We wound up at the river for the rest of the night.
That's what a mesh today's show has been.
What is happening? It was perfect.
Again.
What has happened to the last hour?
Again, think about the people who maybe were in their cars yesterday.
Right.
Listening to what we were doing yesterday.
Tuning in today, playing a replay of Conjoined Twins on the show. Counting people outside are going out to have a mozzarella stick.
And nobody gets the Dr. Phil thing. Nobody gets the Dr. Phil thing.
We will right this ship.
Every time, the joke, everybody, every time Dr. Phil's answer is, kill yourself.
I had a list.
It's funny.
I had a whole list right here. I had a list of methods.
Give them to me.
I had, with a gun. And they were just, you know, it was not all the detail that I would give as Dr. Phil.
Right.
Drano, your car in the garage, you know, asphyxiation.
Right.
Set your house on fire. Jump in the pool. Electrocute yourself in the tub. Plumber's putty to block off your airway. And stick your head in the toilet. God damn it.
Suicide funny.
Funny.
All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
This... is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
That's some talent, for goodness sake.
Reckless talk. Clear a path. Wider than a hurricane's aftermath.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bits. The Don and Mike Show.
I understand that
she's singing that song with a whole other human being attached to her head.
That's right. I understand that the situation outside is
it left embarrassing about a half an hour ago.
Yes.
So we are actually have quite a little gaggle of men and women outside our studios here at WYSB in Philadelphia.
Great. Well, last call for alcohol. I mean, we're not buying the booze.
Figures. Now we're buying the food.
But yes, last call. We're going to be down there in 15 minutes as we march on Philadelphia.
Yeah, and they're a happy-looking group, and they're kind of... They were all together, and then they kind of fragmented. I mean, this is a group that now is...
So what do we got? 30, 40?
I think we're in that range, and it's up from one before, which is very cool. What is Rob?
Last call for pretzels.
There's still time left. So.
And now with news, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Dr. Phil, the Oprah regular who's getting his own talk show, is denying charges he sexually abused a patient. Quoting Phil McGraw, I have never so much as patted this woman on the back. It's absolutely and totally false.
Phil?
Don, is there a question you have for me?
Yes, Phil.
What would that be?
Why did you do that?
Why did I do what?
Touch that woman.
I did no such thing.
Then let me ask you a question about myself.
Are you upset about it?
I'm feeling pressure.
Smell this finger.
I'm feeling pressure... from your situation.
Right.
I'm feeling anxiety because of the news I'm hearing Buzz reading about.
All right, I've got a way that you can handle this, all right, Don? Here's what you do.
Yes, Dr. Phil.
Do you do a lot of yard work at home?
I cut the grass.
Do you have any lime in your garage?
Yeah, I think we got some lime.
So fantastic. Do me a favor. Go home, eat it. Eat all the lime you can.
But
it'll burn your insides out and you will die. I would say fatality occurs probably inside of 35 seconds. Do that and have your family call me. Thank you.
Dr. Phil says the charge was completely investigated and dismissed. Dr. Phil says this is all in an upcoming issue of TV Guide.
Smell my finger.
After a story that ran in the National Enquirer. The doc was reprimanded, though, for hiring the woman too soon after she was a patient.
Buzz, show me your nipples.
All right.
Thank you.
Actor Nick Nolte was said to be drooling and droopy-eyed when he was picked up for DUI in Malibu yesterday.
When isn't he, though?
Jesus. Police say the 61-year-old failed a sobriety test after he was stopped for weaving along Pacific Coast Highway near his home.
Bobbing, I'm a teacher.
Quoting a California Highway Patrol spokesman, it probably wasn't alcohol.
Bobbing, I'm Bob, he's Wee.
Oh, be several days before the blood test results are back.
Not blood, it's bourbon.
Nolte had a reputation as a heavy drinker for years and once described himself as a functioning drunk.
Yeah.
He reportedly quit alcohol around 1995 and became a health and fitness buff.
Working out, drink now.
It was?
Yes.
Remember yesterday you had all those times?
Yes.
To give the news?
Yes.
That was yesterday.
Yes, it was.
This is today.
Yes, it is.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. When I see her eyes.
Dinners, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Halfway to 94. I sure does beat one when we started the show today.
We're going to have a good time tonight.
We'll be out with about 50 people tonight. Be down there as soon as Big Mal gets done monopolizing the show.
Sorry.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Finally, four high school students in North Carolina are facing suspension for showing a porn movie in the cafeteria. It happened over breakfast about 2 weeks ago in High Point in Greensboro. The teacher who normally watches over the cafeteria at that hour was late that morning. After the movie had run for about 5 minutes, one student went to the principal's office to complain. School officials then shut down the video projector and called the student's parents. Quoting the principal, "We're not going to have other students exposed to that."
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah,
no.
We gotta go. On tomorrow's episode, it can't be as much of a mess as today's was. We'll have some organization to tomorrow's show.
Very good.
I know we'll have the Newsmaker of the Week.
Yes.
I know that we'll have a brand new low-budget Jeopardy.
Right. Is the Newsmaker Dr. Phil?
I know for a fact that tomorrow, coming back for his second week of analysis on the show,
yes,
the psychotic Jim Nance.
Very good.
For those of you who enjoyed Nancy's appearance with us last Friday,
Nancy,
wait until I get into his head tomorrow.
Wow. Big fun.
And we'll have the recap of everything that happens tonight.
Of course.
With the crowd as we march on Philadelphia.
Very good.
That's it. Gotta go. See you tomorrow again live from WYSB. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Rob.
I can't wait to get some nachos.
Toodaloo.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.